Right now, though, a signature moment from the original cast of Saturday Night Live.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Those of a certain age will immediately recognize that bit as Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin lampooned the old point-counterpoint segment. The real debaters on CBS-TV's 60 Minutes were writer Shayna Alexander and political columnist James J. Kilpatrick. Though point-counterpoint ended in 1979, it spawned countless imitations. And now, as you've probably heard, 60 Minutes is reviving the segment, this time with former President Bill Clinton and former Senator Robert Dole. They've been signed up to do 10 debate segments that will be called Clinton-Dole 1 week and Dole-Clinton the next. We've invited two veterans of the TV political debate format to come on and offer what advice they might have. In the late 90s, former Republican Senator Alan Simpson paired with Robert Reich, a labor secretary under President Clinton, on the PBS-TV station in Boston. And we also want to hear from you about your hopes and fears and whatever advice you may have for Clinton and Dole as they begin their debates on TV. Our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Or you can email us at totn@npr.org. And now, Senator Simpson and Secretary Reich, welcome back to Talk of the Nation, both of you.
Well, thank you, Neil.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Were you saying that Reich and I were imitations? You didn't mean that.
We're imitations of absolutely nothing. But we see eye to eye on nothing either.
Well, I have to begin by pointing out your show was named The Long and Short of It, and this was apparently your idea?
I guess it was, or it was Simpson's idea. Alan Simpson is only 4'10" tall. I'm way over 6 feet. And the contrast in our heights was exemplified also by our different attitudes about almost everything in the world.
Yes, but we would open the show by walking across the stage from the opposite wings and shaking hands, which was rather a dramatic sight in itself at 6'7" and 4'10". And then we had a lot of fun. It was good open stuff, a lot of banter. We had guests that weren't afraid of getting savaged and picked on, and we did 17 of those weekly shows, and then
felt like a lot more than 17, Alan. But
it seemed like an eternity.
But we did them, and we did them. I think what people appreciated about it was that we see absolutely nothing the same, and our politics are maybe the opposite on almost every issue. We like each other.
Mm-hmm.
At least I like you, Alan.
Well, it's a true story. I mean, we shouldn't let people know that we do enjoy each other thoroughly, and that our wives have made us a compatible duo.
In fact, I remember the days when I was in the Clinton administration, my staff would get very upset if I went to visit you, Senator.
Yes, well, and then with me, they'd say, you're not going to go over and visit with that union slave over there, that guy, that left-wing kook. Oh, I'd say, yeah.
Oh, you a right-wing goon, a right-wing
that's
goon.
Right. We were called that by our staffs, but it must be like Putin and Bush getting that from their staffs as they try to put things together.
Well, these shows only really work if there's a certain chemistry between the two combatants, if you will.
Well, I think that's right. And to have just a debate, which is a formal debate format, is not really as interesting or, I think, as illuminating.
Well, you guys both know both of these guys. Do you think that this debate format, and obviously your show was you had a little bit more time than the 45 seconds, 15 seconds for rebuttal format that Dole and Clinton are going to have. Do you think that's going to work?
Check with Bob. I think that would be a very difficult scenario. I don't see how that. I mean, they're both bright. They're both loquacious. They want to state their case. I can just see the buzzer going off in 15 seconds, and they say, wait a minute, I didn't finish that, or 45 seconds to form some good thoughts. These two gentlemen were going to have a lot of fun, but I think the limitation will dampen them.
I think it's like a straitjacket. Hopefully it will evolve into a much less formal and more interactive kind of approach. The public is tired of debates. They're tired of stiff politicians or even glib politicians like Dole and Clinton. I think they want two real people who are going to talk and not yell at each other and not take cheap shots and not do as they do on cable TV, just kind of yell, but absolutely get to the real meat of a subject.
Yes, non-glib people with tremendous verbosity.
I think that's what we brought to...
that's what we brought.
Here, don't you, Alan? I think,
yeah, I think we did.
Well, Robert Reich, a lot of people would say that Bill Clinton couldn't possibly clear his throat in 15 seconds.
Well, it would be an eloquent throat clearing, and then he would go on. They're both going to have to trim their sails a little bit for this format.
Do you like you guys, President Clinton and Senator Dole are both out of office now and therefore, I guess, free to speak their minds a little bit more openly than when they were, in your case, Secretary or in Senator Simpson. But unlike you two, their wives are both in the United States Senate.
Yeah, that's one we had.
That's a problem. And it's conceivable, I suppose, that in one presidential election or another, maybe in 2008, both of them, at least Mrs. Dole and Mrs. Clinton, might be running against each other. Now, would that have an inhibiting effect on you, Alan, if Ann were in the Senate and you were out and you could talk? I can't imagine you clamming up or being deterred from saying your what was on your mind, even though you were absolutely wrong
Claire
about
sitting
issues.
Anything you might say, but I think that really puts a new twist on it. I hadn't thought. I think that one of them is going to say something, and they're going to say, you know, that's going to get back. Is that the way you feel? The media then will go to them and say, is that the way you feel about that? I think that, and then there's another level here. This is a former president of the United States of America versus a very high position, the majority leader of the U.S. Senate.
A former presidential candidate.
Yeah, that's true, but never president, and I don't know, that, you know, I always felt the merger of equals when I was with Bob Reich as Secretary of Labor.
Well, I didn't feel that way at all, Alan. but I'll tell you something. I think the problem here is
either he'll come and stamp on you.
either they're going to fall into being extraordinarily formulaic and dull and boring, kind of just saying kind of pablum, you know, what the Democrats are expected to say or Republicans are expected to say,
mm-hmm.
Feel that they are in some way stalwarts of their parties. Or, on the other hand, they're going to be watching what they say. They're going to try to be informal and not really be very informal.
I think there's a real truth to that. They're going to be very partisan, and I think people, I don't see how they can avoid that. We are too.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a half hour to blend our humor with that and a guest, which was always fun, and I just think I don't see how they can get it done without saying, obviously Republicans are not for the poor, or obviously Democrats are so strapped to the union. I mean, and there you go. And people hear that all day long.
Here's an email we have from Kevin O'Brien in Portland, Oregon. The people of this country are too dumbed down to understand an educated debate. The only debate that sells on TV has to be filled with jabs, put down, and combat. And that's all that will be on 60 Minutes, unfortunately.
Oh, I don't think that's the case at all. I think that the Cheney-Lieberman debate during the 2000 election, if you remember it,
mm-hmm.
I don't think there were that many people who watched, but it was a high-toned, I think.
They were glued to their radios, Bob.
And also, I'm sorry?
They were glued to their radios.
That's right. Alan, you and I, we had a lot of fun. I don't think we talked down to anybody, do you?
No, I don't. But again, this gentleman with the email, he's talking about this format, and I don't see how you're ever going to reach anything but quick partisan shots, pungent little, you know, sound bites, and that's, people have heard those all day long. That's what you get.
And I think you know something. I think the public is tired of that. They just don't want any longer. They go through every election cycle where candidates are taking cheap shots. They would like two people who don't see eye to eye. In fact, see just the opposite. But they want those two people to talk about the real issues and not be formal and not be mechanical and not be blow dried and coiffed and just say it exactly like it is. What
never
they think.
Blow dry me, that's for sure. There's nothing there to blow dry. But I tell you, remember Ted Kennedy and I did that program Face Off, where we each got about two and a half minutes. People liked that. We did that for about 8 years. You can't do anything in 45 seconds with a 15-second rebuttal. You ought to extend it to two or five or something. But I agree with Bob. It just, I don't see how. And they're both splendid people with their point and counterpoint. There's no question.
But I think a big key to it is whether they like each other enough so that they can get out of that strict format. They cannot worry about whether the other guy has 30 seconds and I have 5 seconds, and not really worry too much about their wives or what the party regulars are talking about, but just speak from the heart.
Former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich and former Senator from the state of Wyoming Alan Simpson, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Senator Simpson, I wanted to follow up on something you were talking about earlier, and that was about whether, do you think that a former president of the United States shouldn't do this, or should he only do it with another former president of the United States?
No, I guess I'm just thinking there's so much, there was so much controversy. It would be the same with Nixon or any president, where people are going to help guide the program. Somebody's going to say, why don't they do this or that, and then you're going to get the sharpshooters involved, and I just think that that it could be more difficult than one of us who pick our legislative leadership roles, which is every day whacking on each other, but then going off and having a suds at night.
Let's get a call from a listener. Carol joins us on the line from Indianapolis.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
My general impression, and I think your guests are absolutely right, that we're all looking for some intelligent conversation, that they're not just talking what the party line says. And it's a very good point about their wives being in office. I think it would be much more effective to have this kind of show with people who don't have anything to gain, or their families don't have anything to gain, where they can debate a topic intelligently and stick to the point, not try and convince anybody of their point. Just state the facts, stick with the facts, rebuttal based on the facts, not make it personal, and not stick to just a general party line that we have been told over and over again, you know, with all these multiple elections and so on.
Mm-hmm. We have an email just about on that same point from Chris Gruber in Tallahassee, Florida. He writes, it might be a she, actually exciting to think true debate might be returning to TV. Hopefully Mr. Clinton and Mr. Dole can be civil enough to show people that you can disagree without shouting.
Well, I think that's very important. Unfortunately, when you go into politics, either elected politics or even in the cabinet, you are immediately suspect of being a pathological narcissist or a crook or something, so that and everybody expects you're just going to be spin, nothing but spin. So these two former president and former Senate Majority Leader, they're going to have to, I think, go out of their way to be and to say exactly what they believe. No spin.
Bob Reich threw himself right into the vat of fire by running for governor of Massachusetts. You admire the people who do it. Instead of giving counsel, babbling in the background, bitching, whining, he put his name on the ballot and went in, and I admire that greatly. And I think there is this tremendous difference, but I still don't see how 45 seconds can work anything but, and these two are so quick with the quip, that they will be very articulate, it'll be very sharp, it'll be pointed, but it's the same stuff that comes out, you know, all day long.
Carol, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And let's go now to Joan, who's on the line with us from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh, I'm so pleased to be in. My two favorite people and two funniest guys in politics. Your Excellency, do you remember me at Coe College when you were in Cedar Rapids?
Oh, my, yes, I do. That was great fun, indeed.
It was Senator Reich.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. The thing about Alan Simpson is he does have a good sense of humor. He's wrong about almost every one of his political attitudes and views. But humor is, I think, Alan, it's your phrase. Humor is the universal solvent.
That's right.
And that's why we like each other, because we both share a rather bizarre sense of humor. Only we laugh at each other, but that's okay.
No, you make a lot of people laugh. But the main thing is you make a lot of people think.
Well, Joan, will you be watching when President Clinton and former Senator Dole appear on 60 Minutes?
I think it's an excellent idea, but I would like to suggest that you bring people like Reich and Simpson in sometime on NPR and speak with them there.
Well, we'll think about it. We'll have to talk to them about it, of course.
The format they suggested.
Okay.
And I wish you all well and hope for peace.
Okay.
Thank you,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Joan.
Bye-bye.
I think we all say amen to that.
Amen.
And, gentlemen, thank you both very much for being with us today. And any final words of advice for your former colleagues?
Keep your sense of humor and not the kind of humor where you just cut somebody up, because that's not the kind that works. That's not the stuff Bob and I did. We were masters of absurd humor.
Yeah, that's right. Stay positive and upbeat. Treat people with respect and treat the public with respect.
Yep.
Alan Simpson, former Republican senator from Wyoming, with us from his home in Cody. Robert Reich, Secretary of Labor in the late Clinton administration, was with us from his office in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thanks to you both.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Bye.
In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.